The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
We can't live without it here in California. Water. It is important for life, essential for life. We've had, of course, several stories this year about heavy rains, a snowpack, even warnings about snow melts. Now a deal between California, Arizona, and Nevada, and what it is going to do to California as far as water-wise in the next several years. Brett Barbary is joining us, president of the Yorba Linda Water District, to explain what has happened here, and I'm glad to have you on the program again.
It's always great to be on the program with you, Larry.
When I read the news articles, they say it's a good deal for California. We're going to get paid to use a little less water. What's going on? Explain.
Well, there's been a longstanding belief that the Colorado River is over-entitled, which means too many people are taking out too much water, and it's actually lowering the big reservoirs that are on that river, Lake Maiden, Lake Powell, which are huge reservoirs. So there are certain trigger points. California has senior water rights as far as the lower basin states, which are California, Arizona, Nevada. And historically, we're the last ones to take a loss. Several years back, we said, look, we'll be good stewards, we'll be good partners with Arizona and Nevada, and we'll share in some of that pain. Now, with the water levels dropping even more, and this was prior to this year's storms, it was really getting close to the point where people were going to have to start taking significant shortages of water to keep the power generation ongoing at Hoover Dam. So this was a deal, and I have not seen the final deal points. This is still kind of a confidential agreement, but it appears that the big picture issues are the amount of water that will be cut, and the three states are asked to conserve and use 3 million acre feet less of water between 2023 and 2026. And we have to save at least 1.5 million acre feet, or 50% of that, by the end of 2024. And based on that, we will be paid by the federal government for those conservation measures that we implement to use less water.
So what does it mean, being paid to use less water? Who gets the money? It's not going to end up in my pocket, is it?
Now, there are a lot of projects that are done to reduce the amount of water. For instance, Metropolitan for years has worked very closely with a lot of the big farmers along the Colorado River. You know, California gets roughly 4.4 million acre feet a year, and about 3.5 million of that water, 3.5 million acre feet, go to ag interest. And so Metropolitan, about 10, 15 years ago, stepped forward and said, we'll start working with the farmers and we'll help them implement conservation or water use efficiency measures in their farming techniques. And in exchange, whatever water amount is saved, we get to take that on the Colorado River. That's how we've been able to keep our Colorado River aqueduct full. And that costs money to implement some of these water use efficiencies, implement new technologies. So what this is saying is, for those entities that are implementing water use efficiency, new technologies to reduce their water use, they'll be reimbursed from the federal government for those costs and those expenses to implement those new changes to their water use.
So where does the Colorado River get its water, in that we had an amazing year? They tell us for our snowpack up in this year of California, where does the water come from that comes down the Colorado River, and did they not have a good year?
Well, they actually had a pretty good year, and they all of these discussions started occurring prior to the great weather that we had this year. So, you know, Lake Mead, which is formed by Hoover Dam, that was built in 1936. It can hold up to 28 million acre feet of water. That's a lot of water. Lake Powell, which is upstream from that, can hold up to 25 million acre feet. That's formed by Glen Canyon Dam. And so along that whole area, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, they use part of the upper basin water, and California, Nevada, Arizona use the lower. So basically, once you get to Lake Mead and Hoover Dam, that's lower basin water. Arizona has a vast groundwater basin. They've been socking water away smartly into their groundwater basin. We in Southern California, as you know, we have a multiplicity of resources. We have a very well-developed groundwater basin. We also have a lot of recycled. We have desal, and we have water from Northern California. So Southern California is always going to be in a pretty good situation. We're waiting to see what the final numbers are for Lake Mead, but Lake Powell has been doing significant releases of water from that upper basin down to the lower basin each year, and they up that number this year. So I think Lake Mead is going up a certain amount. Metropolitan has been very fortunate, and they've been able to back up water, leave water in the Colorado system, and that's called intentionally created surpluses. It's a technical term. I don't want to get off on that, but basically by not taking water, it helps increase the elevation of the water in Lake Mead. So it's going to be interesting once they get to the end of the melt and runoff season to see what those final levels are. The last time I think the entire Colorado River system was topped off and full and spilling was like 1982, 1983. So they have an amazing ability on that system to be resilient, and there's enough water in the system that if it's all captured, you can go through a very, very long and sustained drought. And so that's, we're kind of at the end of that. So hopefully it's going to start filling up again.
So is all this moot, or are they doing this anyway? It's almost like, well, we've cut this deal, but we actually are doing better than we thought. But I guess it's with water, you kind of always working ahead, and you're looking at the numbers that come in. It must be hard to stick a fork in it and actually know exactly where you are now and where you're going to be a year from now. I mean, you're working in, you're kind of working in a blind industry.
Yeah, we're always trying to look, you know, on our infrastructure. We're looking 100 years down the road. And I tell people, if we built our water systems the way they build the roads today, we'd all be thirsty. So we really have to look a long ways down the road to see where things are, make sure we're building for that. And unfortunately, in the state of California, they stopped building major water infrastructure in 1973, which means we're always going to have those shortfalls. Yeah. And we've doubled our population since then. On the Colorado River system, it's big, it's pretty significant, but the last major piece of infrastructure there was Lake Powell in 1966. So is there more water that could be captured in that basin? Maybe, maybe not. You know, once we get to that point of we're being full again, which, you know, we will at some point, we may want to reevaluate that. But we've got about 60 million acre feet of storage on the Colorado River system, and we'll slowly fill that back up. But, you know, it's never a bad thing to be a little more efficient and being good stewards of our water. I'm all about that. I don't like shortages. I don't like telling people you can't use water. I don't like telling them what they can grow, where they should grow it. That's up to the farmers to decide that. Yeah. And these farmers have been in business much longer than a lot of these water bureaucrats.
Well, and you and I have talked about manufactured crises that come along. You're always telling me you're leery when they suddenly are ready to step up restrictions, you know, right away and you know, tell us, we're going to count the number of showers you take in the minutes, and, you know, we're going to get into your life. You don't think that's the best thing?
No, I don't think that's the best thing, because, you know, our job in the water community is to provide that water and look ahead and plan and make sure we have that. You know, this is one of those situations on the Colorado River where the experts have been looking at the declining reservoir levels and trying to figure, okay, what are we going to do to fix this? Metropolitan has always been very good at looking forward and looking ahead and trying to plan for those shortfalls, those shortcomings, developing local resources. So I've always said in Southern California, we're always going to be fine because we have realized since we started building in the 1920s and 1930s that we don't have a lot of water here, so we need to bring it here. And what we bring here, we need to be very efficient and use it multiple times.
All right. The deal between California, Arizona, and Nevada, I'm hearing from what I'm reading in a news article, agrees to cut at least 3 million acre feet of water through 2026, around 10% of the state's Colorado River allocation, water that would otherwise be used for irrigating farms, generate hydropower, or feed municipal drinking water systems. You don't seem to be too concerned on this, like this is a good deal and we're not going to go thirsty.
You know, in the whole scheme of things, 10% is we're not going to miss that. I mean, if we're in a severe shortage, yeah, 10% means a lot. But we have a multiplicity of sources, resources. So okay. Southern California's always been smart about that. There are other areas, if they're wholly dependent on it, yeah, they're going to be hurting.
All right, real quick, a couple other stories. I always ask for updates on it. Years ago, we talked about a plan to build a two-tube system from Northern to Southern California. Then it was revised to one tube, but I understand even that has not started to be built, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we have never – that's actually finishing the State Water Project, which started in 1960, and they stopped building that in 1973. They've never finished the transmission around the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. So if you want to buy water north of the Delta and move it to Southern California, you have to guarantee a 20% loss. A lot of the snowpack that you have up there this year, a lot of that snowpack is just going to go out underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. We're not going to capture any of it. And that's a shame. If we had more storage and we had the single or twin tunnels in, we could move that water underneath the Delta. It would not impact the environment or any of the species within the Delta. Move it to Southern California, put it in storage. That's how you overcome droughts. That's how, you know, engineers are smart. They figured this out, you know, 50, 60 years ago. It's just the public policy and, you know, the attorneys that like suing to stop these things.
There you go. Appreciate your update on it. Brett Barbary, the president of Yorba Linda Water District, with an update on the deal that has been struck. We don't know the full thing yet, as it's not been totally released, but it doesn't look that bad, you're saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the time, as always.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
That's our show for this week. To hear Sunday Morning Newsmakers anytime, go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com, and listen online. I'm Larry Marino. We'll see you next week for Sunday Morning Newsmakers.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.